All right, man, this is our pre-show for the 2nd of October. And I just got, this is Sunday night. You guys are hearing this on a Monday. This is a Sunday that I'm talking to you. I just got back from my friend Don's house. Some of you guys might have seen the damn, we posted, I posted some stupid shit on the fan page, being at the game, or at the LAFC soccer game. Anyway, where am I at, man? I think I'll take that post. I think it looks stupid. I think it looks stupid. So Taylor Swift was at a fucking ball game. Who gives a fuck? Are you fucking kidding me with these motherfuckers? I get so fucking tired of this shit. Honest to fucking Christ, I do.
Life and death, man. Commissioner Gordon is on the other.
Anyway, so all right, cool. Where are we at, man? What the fuck? Somebody posted some Batman. Chris Kemp's Daffy Dick. Jesus Christ, dude. That's pretty
graphic, man.
All right. So what am I doing here? All right, let's go do what we got to do. October, brand new fucking month of classic shows and the encore shows that we do. What's up with the goddamn, something's going on with this, man. I don't know what it is. Let's log into this. But anyway, got back from Sierra Madre, which is a little town to the, that's where Don and Pam live in Sierra Madre. It's a little town east of Pasadena. So I always meet them at Don's house. Then we all motor over to the downtown to the LAFC game. They're at a beautiful stadium. Used to be Bank of California. Now I think it's Bank of Montreal Stadium. I don't know what's, you know, that's about. But anyway, changing sponsorship, more money maybe. Coming home. I no sooner do I get out of fucking Glendale and I'm hitting Burbank, you know, about 7:30 at night, traffic stopped dead. Well, why is that? Well, as I find out when I put on my GPS to look and see what's up, about four wrecks along the fucking 101, four crashes. Now, I'm not a little old lady when it comes to driving. I can go just as quick as anybody. A lot of times I do. I break the goddamn. Sometimes I'm over 80, approaching 90. I'm not like General Shaw, who doesn't give a shit who gets in his way, or Lloyd Bonafide. But cats were really sailing. I mean, sailing past me. Dudes coming right up in your ass and then swinging around. Pretty dangerous driving. Next thing I know, four motherfucking wrecks up ahead. And I hate to say this, and this is probably a terrible thing to say, but I almost half wish that it was some of the assholes that I saw driving like assholes as they were sailing past me, and all of a sudden, four fucking crashes. I mean, they shut down the 101 freeway at one point, and were sending everybody off onto Cahuenga to find their way back down to the, that wasn't the 101. They shut off the 134 at Cahuenga to send everybody's ass down to the 101. Well, by the time I made it to Cahuenga, and I was ready to get off at Cahuenga, they opened up one teeny weeny sliver of a lane over to the right side. So all this fucking traffic, four lanes of traffic, had to, you know, funnel down. I mean, if Jay Sanders and the Citizens Auxiliary Police had been there, they would have been very proud. It would have been like, yeah, we funneled it down. They funneled it down, all right. I got your funnel swinging. Anyway, Steve Bozell has changed course. It's not comedy he wants to do. He's doing an outdoor show. This ought to be funny. So we finally get all the way funneled down this little tiny sliver, and as we're going down this little sliver of a lane that will eventually open on up, the freeway's wide open ahead, is all this fucking debris, man. All this nasty fucking debris. It is not good looking. So here's Tuesday. We're doing shows using the phone. So I think we'd finally given up with the TriCaster. And, of course, I'm going to do a phone show, phone video log for you guys. Is it downloading or not, man? Okay, there you go. Good boys. Good. The freeway opened up, but the traffic, people drive like motherfucking assholes. I'll tell you something. There was a time, you guys probably remember, where they used to, remember when they used to say, over this Labor Day weekend, some 200 people have died in automobile accidents. You have to be careful. You know, they would make an effort at telling you to slow your fucking ass down and save your life and save maybe the life of your children or something like that. They don't do it anymore. I don't hear that anymore. They don't give a fuck. Drive as fast as you want. kill whoever you want, kill yourself if you want, or put yourself in a wheelchair with burn scars all over your body if you want that. No one fucking cares anymore. Die. That's kind of what the attitude is. Only to the extent the highway patrol makes more work for them. Makes more work for them. But other than that, you know, in terms of going out there and putting traffic cones down, Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they have to go out there. And is that right, Jay?
Yeah, I tell you right now, Phil, I don't think I'm near as cynical about as you expect me to be. But yeah, if you want us a hassle, people are going to drive fast. And people are going to...
Is that people or people?
People.
People.
Yeah. All right. People are going to drive fast. They're going to drive like bad hell. My job as a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer is to make sure they don't kill someone. You know?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, man?
All right. So what am I doing here? I got to go back to the... show page. So yeah, so they're driving like fucking assholes, and I'll tell you, man, it's a brutal thing. What did we do here? Saturday Classic, was it from 99? I think it was. It sure enough fucking was. October 2000. So Jesus, you know, it slow the fuck down. Fucking motherfuckers. You know, I've seen speeders. I've been around people who drive like shit. God knows I've driven in many, many different places around this country. And I've seen some atrocious, stupid fucking driving. And I hate to break the news to you. The worst driving I've ever seen ain't California. Now, I know it's very vogue and chic to shit all over California. Speaking as a very experienced driver in all kinds of cities in this country, California ain't near as bad as some shitholes I've been in, and I won't mention any names. Minnesota. So bottom line, what's the date tomorrow, man? The 2nd? Bottom line is, you know, motherfuckers are going to drive like crazed imbeciles, and you might as well let them. Family counselor Dean Wheeler joins the program. He says students of Columbine were to blame for the shooting because the female students didn't perform oral sex. Oh, my God. Controversial relationship counselor Rudy Canoza joins the program to talk about RU 486, which he calls the first birth control pill for men. What the fuck? Because I'm happy. Come along if you want. A room without a roof. October 2000. Real philandry. Yeah, man, I'm just telling you. People are out driving like motherfuckers. They used to say drive defensively. If you want to live, drive defensively. Meaning, and what does that mean? It means you just back the fuck off, go over to the slow lane, get as far away from these fucking pricks as you could get. I swear to God, most people were out, you know, driving drunk tonight. But when everybody's sailing past my ass at 70, 75, 80 in a very, I'd say not congested, but a very busy traffic night on the freeway, that's too fast when there's lots of cars around. Sure enough, I hit all these fucking taillights, brake lights, and yeah, Houston, we had a problem. We had a problemo. Okay, man, I think we're groovy. Because I'm happy. What am I going to do, man? Where's the thing, man? Where is it, man? Oh, there is. All right, so without further ado, thank you for listening to this pre-show. For more, watch the video, today's video log. I'm Phil Hendry.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.